91X News.
It's minus 8 and the snow continues at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. The 401 is closed in both directions between Kingston, between Mallorytown Road and Reynolds Road. Toxic chemicals have spilled all over the road because of a collision. First responders are asking people at that accident to remain in their vehicles. They say the accident involved cars and transport trucks, though did not indicate how many. Police say one of the transport trucks is leaking an identified toxic substance, prompting them to evacuate the area as a precaution. The OPP says the highway will be closed in both directions for a number of hours. Once again, that's the 401. Environment Canada says the winter storm that is expected to drop about 15 centimeters of snow in the Quinte area and more to the east should move out sometime Wednesday morning. Meteorologist Mark Schuster says the snow is likely to continue overnight.
Now, it doesn't look like the snow is going to be particularly heavy at any times, but it's going to be fairly continuous. So maybe 5 centimeters or so today, like through the afternoon, another 5 centimeters during the night, and maybe a few additional centimeters on Wednesday morning. So, you know, maybe an additional 15 centimeters to the few that have already fallen.
Schuster says the wind gusts of up to 60 kilometers could continue throughout the day on Wednesday.
The snow is going to start to taper off Wednesday morning, but the winds look like they'll continue quite gusty through the pretty much all day on Wednesday, gusting up to 60 kilometers an hour.
Not great for driving. However, in Quinte West, we'll see a property tax increase of 2.2% this year. Jake Watson reports, much of the focus was on the growing concerns of farmers and how much property tax they would have to pay.
Quinte West farmers will be seeing a tax increase this year, but according to Dan Glazzi, Director of Corporate and Financial Services, it's not as bad as it seems.
An average farm property, even though their percentage is much higher, is only going up about $9.90 a month. So, yes, it's still going up double what res is, but it's not going up 8 or 9 times like their assessment is.
Glazzi says that most of the concerns come from the assessment, not the actual tax increases.
The way the assessment works in Ontario, those increases on a reassessment are divided into 4 years, so you don't get a full increase in 1 year. So that's split over 4 years. It's 2017 being the first year of those four.
The farm community has asked Quinte West Council to look at reducing the ratio for farm, but the council has chosen not to change it. Jake Watson, QNET News, Quinte West.
Council made the decision last night. An investigation is being launched after the death of a 50-year-old woman in Barrie. Officers responded to a shooting in the early hours this morning. She had no vital signs and a serious wound when officers got there. She was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital. CF-18 planes were the topic of a letter that the federal government sent to the U.S. government. It outlined what the government wants in those 18 Super Hornet fighter jets. Boeing is expected to present a proposal to Ottawa this fall. Ottawa wants to ink the deal early next year. The federal government has a competition going on to replace the planes by 2019. Canadian marijuana company Canopy Growth is facing a lawsuit. Canada's biggest medical marijuana producer is facing the lawsuit over a recall of marijuana that had unauthorized pesticides in it. Metrum, Halifax's law firm, says that they broke their contract with customers. They also raise concerns over negligent practices when distributing, developing, and selling marijuana. Hudson's Bay isn't saying anything when it comes to the U.S. retail chain Neiman Marcus. It comes after the Wall Street Journal reports that Hudson's Bay was negotiating to buy the chain. Last month, there was talks about Macy's being scooped up by Hudson's Bay. A 10-day suspension. That's what right-wing Polish lawmaker got for making sexist comments earlier this month. Rita Foley reports.
The Polish lawmaker has been suspended for 10 days after saying during a debate that women should earn less than men because they're weaker, smaller, and less intelligent. He appeared to laugh and pat himself as his suspension was announced. The parliament president says they won't tolerate behavior that he says offends all women.
He can't represent the legislature for a year or collect his allowance for 30 days. However, the European Union is calling it unprecedented. Top U.S. military officials took a seat at Congress today to explain the Marines' Facebook page. The Facebook page contained nude images of female Marines. Brad Michael reports.
Marine Corps brass called it toxic predatory behavior and said they'd defeat this attack on their core values. But in a fiery exchange, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said she'd heard that before.
That rings hollow.
She pointed the complaints dating back to 2013 and suggested failures are going uncorrected.
Who is being held accountable for doing nothing since 2013? Who? Which commander?
General Robert Neller said Marine culture needs to change and he's still the one to do it.
That's a lame answer. But ma'am, that's the best I can tell you right now.
Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Flights have been canceled, schools are shut, as people have been battened down the hatches for another dose of winter. In New York City, it isn't as bad as they thought, according to National Weather Service. Warren Levinson reports.
The New York City area is getting pounded with a nasty, sleety, wind-driven mix, but the blizzard warning is off as forecasts of snow totals are dropping. Tens of thousands of electric customers have lost power from Richmond to Philadelphia, largely the result of high winds. New York State is under a state of emergency. Schools are closed and subway service is curtailed in New York City. Coastal flood warnings are up from Massachusetts to Delaware. More than 5,000 flights have been grounded. About 200 passengers were stranded at JFK Airport. But the area doesn't figure to be covered with a giant blanket of snow. Warren Levinson, New York.
But that doesn't mean it's been a dull day. Two ponies were loose on the streets of Staten Island in New York City today. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is thanking the cowboy officers for grabbing the horses during the snowstorm. That's QNET News on 91X at 4:07. Sports is next.
On the journey to a new career, there are a handful of pivotal moments. When you seize them, these moments are like springboards, launching you toward your dreams. The next pivotal moment on your journey is Saturday, April 8th. That's the Spring Open House at Loyalist College. You can join a group session, speak one-on-one with professors, and learn all about that program you've been considering. The Spring Open House at Loyalist. Seize this moment. Saturday, April 8th from 10 to 1. Loyalist College. They put you to work.
Tonight, the Wellington Dukes travel to Whitby to take on the Fury in the final game of the Northeastern Conference Final. Dan Taylor has a story.
It's do or die for the Wellington Dukes. The Dukes opened their series with two wins, but failed to get a win in their next three games before winning Game 6 in overtime thanks to rookie Mitchell Martin. Captain Justin Bean says the overtime goal in Game 6 could make the difference in momentum heading into tonight's game.
Super exciting. I mean, we actually won in overtime in, I believe it was Game 2 as well, so had some luck in OT, and it just goes to show our experience and our poise as an older team. We don't get too nervous when things aren't going our way. We know that it's going to work out in the end, so hopefully we can carry the momentum into tonight.
Although, Bean says his team needs to stay out of penalty trouble if they wish to give themselves a good chance at winning.
Their forwards have lots of experience, and they're super skilled, so if we take penalties and end up in the box, they're going to capitalize. They got a really strong power play, so we've sort of gotten penalty trouble a little bit throughout the series, and that's hurt us, but last game we managed to stay out of the box and ended up winning, so hopefully we can do the same.
Bean says he expects a great playoff atmosphere tonight in Whitby.
It should be pretty good. Their crowds have been a lot better than they have in their regular season, and I imagine we'll have some fans travel down to support us, as they always do, which is great for us. It really helps us build momentum and confidence going into the game, so should be great.
Puck drops at 8 p.m. at Iroquois Arena in Whitby, and Connor Rickman is expected to start in net. Dan Taylor, QNET News, Belleville.
In the NHL, Tampa Bay is in Ottawa. Montreal hosts Chicago. The Leafs are up against the Panthers. The Oilers face off against the Dallas Stars. The Blue Jays are in action right now against the Red Sox. After seven innings, the game is tied 3-3. The Raptors have the night off, but the NCAA men's tournament is in full swing. Tonight, New Orleans plays St. Mary's. Kansas State goes up against Wake Forest. Now to weather. Blowing snow continues in the region. The wind is expected to pick up to 60 kilometers overnight. For the rest of the day, we'll linger around minus 8. Overnight is expected to drop to minus 12. Just a dusting of snow to wake up tomorrow too, adding another 2 to 4 centimeters on the ground. At 4 o'clock, it's minus 8. QNET News on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Heron, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.